yes, Bizet has his day. Les Brown. And I might add... Yes, Monica?
Excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why don't you add?
All right.
You might add.
Well, I just wanted to say it's my former boss, and I think it's the greatest band in the business.
Yeah, well, that's about what I was going to ask you, if you did this record with him. Yeah.
No, no, I just sang in the band. There was no vocal on this record.
No, no, I mean...
I shouted, though. I used to shout. Not on the record, I didn't, but whenever we come to that part where the whole band just screams like mad.
Mm-hmm.
I was in
you were with him, though, at the time that he made this record.
No.
Oh, you weren't?
No. As a matter of fact, when I was with Les, I was with him for a year and a half. And, hey, this has kind of a turnabout flavor here, Monica. No, you know, we're not going to talk about me tonight. We're going to talk about you.
Well, now, let's talk about the things that are interesting to the people listening.
Such as you're from Spokane?
No, come on, really. I mean, something like this would certainly interest them about the Les Brown band and who you were with him. And little things like whether this was recorded before that terrific hit. Of about 2 years ago.
Love to Keep Me Warm?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this was recorded before the last record band, before the band before the last record band. Do you want to talk to you? There were two record bands. One goes back about 6 years ago when I was with Les. All the time I was with Les, bands weren't recording.
Oh.
So I never got to make a record with him.
Oh.
But I know a very wonderful guy who sings a terrific song, who did record with Les, and Ray Kellogg, as a matter of fact.
He's still with us, isn't he?
No, he's not. Ray
just
is studying...
Just recently he was.
Just recently he was, but Ray is in New York. You know his name is Riley Wilson, who does the Hit Parade show.
Yes.
And Ray is in New York studying dramatics and whatnot, acting. He wants to get into the musical comedy field, which I wouldn't be surprised if he would do, because the guy is... He's tall, good-looking, and he sings a wonderful song.
As a matter of fact, Hal, I heard Steve Allen interview Ray and his lovely wife on the show, say about a half year ago, or maybe a couple of months ago, as a matter of fact, when they were both out here.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, good.
So he was on this show.
Yeah, and I'd like to say that we have this next record coming up. It's another Les Brown record in a little different tempo. Ray Kellogg sings, and it's an old song, but a new recording of Where Are You?